let's head over to the KRDO Newsline. Well, criminals don't take the summer off, neither should you. There's a way to make sure that you are prepared in case a worst-case scenario does present itself. We've got Laura Edwards joining me now on the KRDO Newsline from All Your Heart CPR in Southwest Cobra. Laura, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, and we know this is a very important issue, and a number of places have, you know, emergency plans in place. You know, you go on an airport, your airplane has a plan. You go on a cruise ship, they've got plans. Cities have plans, but we should have those in our homes, too, and wherever we happen to be. And that's where you guys are coming in with a great active shooter response training plan coming up this weekend here in Colorado Springs.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're having a free course available to the community this Sunday at 2 p.m. at All Your Heart CPR, which is located at 1860 Dublin Boulevard. And the class is about responding to an active shooter situation. And you so aptly said that in emergency situations, airlines have evacuation plans for those on an airplane. There are demarcation plans in place for cruise ships when there's an emergency. And we make plans for when there's a tornado. We make plans for when there's a blizzard. This is the one area of life where there could possibly be an unplanned event where nobody plans for it. Besides law enforcement and EMS and fire, the reality is that the statistic shows there were 84 active shooter events studied, and the study showed this: 3 minutes it takes for law enforcement, fire, and EMS to arrive. In that time, in that 3 minutes, a great deal of carnage could have taken place. And so our training is about the initial reactionary response that most people have. We initially react to these events. And so this training this Sunday and ongoing is about becoming proactive as soon as possible. That's how you survive, by moving, finding cover, finding concealment, staying low, and finding improvised ballistic devices to protect vital organs, which we all demonstrate in the class. It is a completely scenario-based training. Individuals can come to the weekly classes. We're heavily marketing this to companies and corporations, churches and synagogues and schools, because the event, God forbid, would take place in one of those settings.
Exactly. And of course, you know, having this great training is super important, as well as just that situational awareness as well, because I see it all the time. I'm sure you do. People walking and about with their hands, you know, on their phone, their heads buried, and they're not really knowing anything going on around them. And how can you even be prepared in case of an emergency if all you're doing is focusing on this, you know, 3-inch piece of glass in your hand?
Exactly. And that actually is as how their training begins, with awareness, specifically exit awareness. We typically shop at the same grocery store. We typically go to the same places to get our morning cup of joe. We typically go to the same places for buying clothing and such. Do you know, if anyone listening can think in their mind's eye, do you know where the exits are in every single place that you frequent weekly? Most people don't. And so the training begins with being very aware of where every exit is in every building that you enter. So very good point.
Exactly. It is going to be a great informative class. Again, it is free to anyone 12 years and older. It is at All Your Heart CPR Training Center. That's at 1860 Dublin, right at the corner of Dublin and Academy. And Laura, if anyone wants some more information, maybe wants to look at registering, what's the best way to do so?
Well, the best way, three options. One is they can call 719-639-5299, or they can simply go to either website, allyourheart.com. CPR.com. And I train a significant amount of healthcare providers in the Pikes Peak region. So many are familiar with the AllYourHeartCPR.com website, where you can sign up for CPR classes and first aid classes. But this active shooter class is there as well, or SouthwestCobra.com.
Well, Laura, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Thank you so much for helping to provide these tools to members of the public, and we look to see you on Sunday.
Thank you so much.